This is a request to create a 5-acre parcel with access from a 50-foot right-of-way out of a 64-acre parcel. The owner proposes to create a 50-foot right-of-way over an existing farm lane. This can be approved as submitted or require the application for a major subdivision. There is an existing right-of-way, and it's improved on this parcel. We have an aerial that verifies.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve William Gordy partial on 50-foot right-of-way on U.S. 13.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve a parcel and 50-foot right-of-way on U.S. Route 13 for William Gordy. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Next item is John P. and Phyllis M. Wapniarek. How close was that, by the way?
I'm pretty weird.
Was that pretty close?
Good.
All right. Thank you. Parcel and 50-foot right-of-way on Route 16.
This is an application to requesting to create a 1.107-acre lot with access from a 50-foot right-of-way out of a 3.854-acre parcel. The proposed 1.107-acre lot has an existing dwelling. The owner proposes to create the right-of-way over an existing driveway. Two other lots are being created out of this parcel. However, they each have the required 150-foot lot width. And the commission can approve as submitted or require an application for a variance.
So an application for variance, Mr. Light?
If you chose not to approve the right-of-way, the applicants would have to apply for a variance in the frontage from 150 to 50.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Okay.
And the existing driveway is already there. If you looked at their map, it's an irregular shaped parcel. They meet the required width by definition, and the definition requires 150 foot at setback of 40 feet. So they do meet that requirement.
Well, if they meet the requirement.
On the two lots, okay. On number two and three.
Well, the other one, though, is already there, and the driveway is already there, so.
We get those on occasion, not very often. We'd prefer that the commission review them before it goes to the board, if the board was required, so that we can make a recommendation. However, when you do make a recommendation on occasion, the board will go the other way.
Well, that's their privilege if they want to. I never said they were right all the time.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning John and Phyllis, I'll try not to put your name Wapniarek. That's pretty bad.
Wapniarek.
Thank you, sir. My motion is for approval.
Second.
No, I'm sorry.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve a parcel and 50-foot right-of-way on Route 16 for John P. and Phyllis M. Wapniarek. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Christy A. Everhart, two lots and 50-foot easement on Road 353, also known as Burbage Road.
This is now a request to subdivide 8.6 acres into three lots and to create a 50-foot right-of-way to serve as access to two of the lots. Lot 2 will contain 5.3 acres, more or less, and the residual land will contain 1.13 acres. Both of these lots will be accessed by the 50-foot right-of-way. Lot 1 will contain 2.1 acres and has an entrance off of Road 353. The residual lands has a dwelling located on it. DelDOT has issued a letter of no objection. Can approve as submitted or require an application for a major subdivision.
That is old. We were just looking at the drawing here, Mr. Lank. It looks like it has a little age on it. It refers to the Levy Court of Sussex County.
That's the title to the property that has never been transferred from the Levy Court of Sussex County to the Sussex County Council.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be
it's
darned.
Actually a landfill.
Okay.
And they would be required to go to the Office of County Engineering to verify that they have the approval for, since it's in a well protection zone.
We had that last meeting, didn't we?
It's, we get one on occasion, very seldom, but we do get them one, a couple times a year.
Right.
Tomorrow, last week.
The only lot that's really affected would be the lot number two.
Yeah, I mean, engineering would be key on water access.
Lot number two is the only one affected. Lot number one and residual lot are actually out of the zone.
Out of the zone, okay.
But close enough, they will comment on those also.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this application by Christie A. Everhart to create two lots in a 50-foot easement, my motion is for approval as submitted, with the requirement that they get all agency approvals before recordation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve two lots and 50-foot easement on Road 353 for Christie A. Everhart with the condition stated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Robert J. and Bernadette M. Kowalski, two parcels and 50-foot easement on Road 510, also known as Horsey Church Road.
This is a request to subdivide 15.9 acres into three parcels and create a 50-foot easement to serve as access to the parcels. Lot 3 will contain 5.4 acres. Lot 4 will contain 6.5 acres. Lot 5 will contain 4.0 acres. Lot 3 has a dwelling located on it. The owner proposes to create the 50-foot easement over an existing driveway. You can approve as submitted or require an application for a major subdivision. If approved as submitted, it should be stipulated that any further subdivision of the property will require an application for a major subdivision.
So this is just three lots, though, right now?
It is. It's proposed just to be three.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve Robert J. and Bernadette M. Kowalski, three parcels and 50-foot easement on Road 510, Horsey Church Road, with the stipulation that any further subdivision of the property will require an application for a major subdivision.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve two parcels and 50-foot easement on Road 510, Horsey Church Road, Robert J. and Bernadette M. Kowalski, with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Robert Hall, lot and 50-foot easement on Route 24.
This is a request to create a one-acre lot with access from a 50-foot easement. The owner proposes to create the easement over 50-foot of existing road frontage. Can approve as submitted or require an application for a major subdivision.
I don't think we're having any shortage of public hearings.
Right.
Would you agree with that, Mr. Gordon?
I agree with you. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve Robert Hall, lot and 50-foot easement on Route 24.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve a lot and 50-foot easement on Route 24 for Robert Hall. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is David E. and Della Marie McNatt. Well, Mr. Lank's passing that out. Just for my own curiosity, I see we have a couple of attorneys with us this